Sugar, of course, is so plentiful on Earth it's hard to avoid, especially at this time of year. And besides the weight gain potential, refined sugar is often said to give adults a certain kind of buzz and to take children to new levels of excitement. But the scientific evidence suggests that's not always the case. Joining us to talk about sugar and the idea of the sugar buzz is NPR's Joe Palca. Joe, where does this idea come from that sugar has this effect?
Well, I'm sure part of it comes from people's sense that it does and things that they've observed. But the answer seems to be that sometime, possibly in the 40s when sugar was rationed, there was a desire to put out bad information about sugar, so the fact that you couldn't have any wouldn't be so upsetting. So it's possible that there was some attempt to suggest that there were some bad things about sugar then, and so people wouldn't feel bad not having it.
Well, what is the truth? Does it actually get you buzzing a little bit?
Well, the answer is that scientifically speaking, there doesn't seem to be any truth to it. People have done studies where they replace sugar with artificial sweeteners and they look to see if there's any change in behavior, and there is none. It just doesn't seem to show up if you don't tell people whether they're getting sugar or something else that's sweet.
Well, anecdotally, lots of parents listening right now say, "Oh, well, that's silly. Of course, if you give the kids the sugar, they're going to be bouncing off the walls."
Well, that's one of those things that's really hard to tackle because it certainly is something that people see. But the truth is that if you do it, an anecdote is powerful, but it's not scientifically proving anything. It could be that the bouncing off the wall component is coming from some other thing in the food. If it's caffeine in a soda, if they're drinking a soda pop, that could be causing the bouncing off the wall. The other thing is there's this expectancy effect. I get candy, I get candy, I get candy. And then you get candy, and it's like a big deal.
Right. What about chocolate? Could chocolate be involved here?
Well, yes, that's a possibility. There's certainly some caffeine in chocolate. And of course, caffeine is one of the things, it's a stimulant, and it is one of the things that can give you something of a buzz. So it's possible that the chocolate rush is coming from the caffeine. More likely that it's coming from the caffeine than from the sugar.
It looks like this would have been an area of study. I mean, it's a pretty important thing. It looks like somebody would have looked into it and tried to figure it out exactly.
Right. I mean, people have done extensive studies, and there are certain subsets of people that possibly are affected by sugar, either because of the sugar itself or some immune reaction that they have to it, or some other deficit or problem that they have. I mean, there's some indication that attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, this is a common diagnosis right now, that people who have that disorder may be more sensitive to the effects of sugar. But even that's not completely clear. I mean, sugar shouldn't be having an effect. It's like any other food. Some goes into your bloodstream, but if you don't have diabetes, it just goes into the storage system and is used for energy when your body needs it.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca.